Well, hey, you all. Welcome to the Sandy Savage Show. I'm your host, Sandy Savage. This podcast is a weekly podcast dedicated to the dreamers, the doers, the creatives, love, inspiration, and joy. We will be hearing the stories, motivations, daily lives, and dreams of men and women who are out there going for it. Now, I'm a business owner, a nonprofit founder, a ninth-generation Kentuckian, and married to the most awesome man, Tim Savage. I love to write, create, work with all the yarn, teach, and learn. So I want us to have an open dialogue about faith, life, challenging times, and how we work through that, and how to maintain joy through it all. So, thanks for listening. Let's get started. Well, hey, everybody, this is Sandy Savage, and I am here today. This is super fun for me because I've got Tanner and Peyton Witt in the house up here, and they are the founding members of Rags and Riches. Rags and Riches is an adrenalized American pop rock band hailing from Lexington, Kentucky. They formed in 2017, and the band features the brothers. And over the last 2 years, they have discovered their unique sound. And I wanted to have them talk about some things that were coming up and just kind of their history. So I'm going to pass it over to them. All right, Tanner, Peyton, tell me, I want to know how you guys got even started with this.
Let's see.
Come on, tell us what it is. First of all, why don't you introduce yourself so we know the different voices.
All right, I'm Peyton.
And this is Tanner.
I would say it really started when we were younger, just starting to play music in church and growing up doing that, and just the love for making music together. But really, I wanted to start a new project, and Tanner was kind of iffy about it at first. Didn't know like if he wanted to do it or not. But then I kind of convinced him to do it.
A little brotherly talk when you into it.
Yeah. And so in 2017, we started writing songs. And for like 2 years, we didn't play a show, really do anything social media wise. Really, we just kind of made everything first before we launched. And so this year we launched finally, and it's been awesome ever since. So.
Nice. Yeah, he talked me into, because I mean, I had only done church stuff my whole life, and that's all I ever known. And all my writing was that. And I had every once in a while just wrote some stuff down, but never was interested in really trying that. But then it really came natural when I started writing it. I was like, okay.
Well, tell me about your writing process. Like, do you go into a dark room and like go, we're going to sit here for 5 hours until inspiration hits us? Like, what is it? What's your process with that?
It's kind of a mixture of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We, almost every song has been a little different. A lot of times in the beginning phases of it, I had written down a lot of like choruses or just even just 2-line things of a verse, whatever. And I had like a overall like melody or just like the instrumental or mental part that I like had in mind. And then I would bring it to Peyton. We would sit down on his computer and then he would just roll from there. Pretty much. He just like, that was the majority of the time. That was the beginning of writing with us. And now it's a lot different. Like this past little bit, we did some writing where he would be making all the music and creating, and then I was writing as he's playing it over and over and over and over, perfecting everything. And then once he was finished with like, here's my demo and we can go from here, then I would say, okay, well, I have all the lyrics. And then we would kind of either go back and cut little things and say, all right, let's change that, let's fix this. But we have some different ideas of what we want to write, like going forward. But there's no like, this is the way Rags and Riches writes. It's a little different.
Right. I'm kind of used to that Nashville scene where it's a whole lot of co-writing and that kind of thing. And I'm the same way. I'm a lyricist. Like, I do lyrics. I think somebody else doing the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can maybe hear it in my head, but I play the flute.
So you just don't, you know, it's like you can't pull that together with anything. Sure. Do you, you've got a couple of other people in the band too. Tell me about how the band is set up.
So the way it is actually it's Peyton and I is like the face of everything. Mm-hmm. We do the branding that way just because people like the brother thing and it's easy. All right. And then we actually have one other guy now. And so Jonah is, he's like pretty much everything that Peyton and I just can't do or don't want to do. He comes in and does everything else with us. And then live, he's obviously a major part of the live perspective of it and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's the super crazy one.
Yeah. The super crazy one. Yeah. Dude, yeah. I've seen him jump.
Yeah. So when I'm, I know we feed off of his energy a lot when, you know, if a room is a little less packed one night when we're in a random city and he gives it 150% always, and I look over and see him giving that, and I'm like, all right, let's get there.
So, well, I was looking at your tour dates. Speaking of being, you know, on the road, you all have got a million dates coming out. This is so awesome. I was scrolling. Tell me about where y'all are going to be. What's coming up?
So the biggest thing coming up is the Cosmic Charlie show here in Lexington on September 27th. Mm-hmm. We are playing with Much Obliged and Sunmates, both Lexington locals, both great bands. We're going to have a good night. And so that'll be at 8:00. And then from there, that is the last time we'll be in Lexington pretty much all the way up until December or later.
Wow.
We leave on our tour that starts October 2nd, and then we get back December 8th from the tour.
Oh my gosh. Well, what are you like? Where is the place that you're the most excited to see? You know, you're going to be on the road. What's the most exciting? Because you're going everywhere.
Yeah.
You're going way out west. What are you most excited about?
We're getting to hit a lot. Like I was talking to some people about like, there's like bucket list places that I have of like, not only do I just want to see, but I also want to play there.
Right.
And so Portland and Seattle are definitely two of the places that's like iconic, especially like Seattle. So many good artists that's come out of there. I was a little bummed we didn't land anything with LA. And that was like, okay, that part, but we're playing, New Orleans at the end of the tour. And then we've already played Memphis, but this time we're playing again on Beale Street.
Oh, wow.
So it should be a lot of fun. And Austin, Texas.
Oh my gosh.
That was one
That's
that we
be
were
so both. Fun. Keep Austin weird.
So Austin, Texas is definitely one that was when I was talking to our booking agent, I was like, you have to do Austin. That's just what we want.
Absolutely.
We're playing right outside of San Francisco for one of the in Pacifica, California, and that was one that I was really excited about as well. And San Diego.
That's gonna be so fun. What about you?
I'd say I'm most excited to see Seattle.
Yeah,
just because I've always wanted to go up that way, the northern part of the West Coast. But to play, I'd probably say Austin, Texas will be fun.
It's gonna be a blast. Oh my gosh!
The venue evidently is like a really good venue, respected venue there too. So that'll be a lot of fun, like seeing a lot of big crowd and everything.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are going to have a blast.
Yeah. We're super excited.
Super excited. Tell me about like, what is your show like? If somebody's going to go to your show, like what is that even, you know, not really what to expect because you have some surprises in there, but like, what is this show like for you guys?
Energy. I don't know. It's something that the crowd, is very like interactive with us. We're not just playing music for us. It's like very involving with the crowd.
The crowd a lot.
Yeah. That's like the number one priority for us. But the biggest part I think is just there's so much energy. We've played with like metal bands and every different type of music at this point, and it can fit just because it's so its own thing anyways. So yeah.
It has such a good bit, like Speed of Sound. I love that song. Like, I love that song. Yeah. It is so high energy, but the beat is really good in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm watching your video, just going, oh, sounds so good. I love it. I love that. Like, how would you describe your music?
It's a little bit of everything, honestly. But I'd say the main style we've come to would be pop rock. Mm-hmm. But we kind of go into rap and hip hop and different genres kind of in there.
Yeah.
But
like since day one when we started, Peyton and I were like, what do we want to sound like? And obviously a lot of our like idols or people we look up to was like Imagine Dragons, 21 Pilots, in that alternative indie pop rock stuff. But we came to the conclusion that we really liked how Queen like never had like a specific genre like to define them.
Yes.
They always could change, and that was what we wanted because we like were so influenced by so many different things. And our parents growing up, especially my dad, like introduced me to so much like Dave Matthews, and then we would go to Dr. Dre and Eminem, and then we were listening to some country music, and it was just always so like in classic rock, and so we were all over the place. And I think it comes out a lot in what we're doing because it's never like, oh, like you hear this beat and then we're doing like, it would be a simple beat, but then we're rapping, and then it's like, it's just constantly, okay, next, like, but all in mind, like when we're writing is what can the crowd do like in this moment? Like, what can we do to involve them and not just keep performing, but like go out in the crowd or do something with them to interact. So that's a lot of the writing process.
How do you, being writers and being musicians, how do you keep, like, where do you find your inspiration for your stuff? Like, how do you keep inspired when you're writing and creating? I've got a ton of people who are creatives that listen to the podcast and would love to just hear from you. Like, what do you do to spur on that creativity?
For me, I'd say a lot of it comes from where we play the shows now, just going out and seeing different, how people respond to different songs and being able to be like, okay, they like this one a little bit more. Let's maybe do something a little bit more like that next time I write a song. And I don't know, just seeing places and getting inspiration from different cities.
Gosh, feeding off of people is like awesome. Yeah. It's like, oh gosh, you're seeing so many, especially when you're on tour, you're seeing so many different people and so many different things. Yeah. I mean, it's just got to keep your will full, you know?
We were in New York the first time, and this guy came up. He was a homeless guy, but he just said something to me, like it kind of like, I don't know if he was speaking directly to me, but he said something and it clicked. And I zoned out for like probably an hour. We're walking around on like Wall Street area and I'm zoned out writing a song. Like I'm just like completely inspired because the city's inspiring already. Yeah. And then just people talking, you hear things and it's like, oh, that. And I know for me, like I've had to step back from listening to like the direct artist that I like, like anything like Imagine Dragons, 21 Pilots, even though I love to listen to them. And that's like, if I'm going to listen to something, that's what I would prefer. But I have to like take a step back and I'll listen to like Post Malone or somebody else. That's like not too far off, like, but still just get me something way out of the just normal. That way I can be inspired for something. And a lot of times, like, there'll be a specific word for me that somebody says in their song. And it could be a simple thing like that a lot of people have used before, but it sticks out to me and I use it in a different way, like lyrically. So
that is so awesome. I love that. How did you all, you know, when you decided to put together the band and you started writing and everything, how did you actually get yourself out there? Like, you really have booked tons of places. What did that process look like as far as, you know, getting the momentum behind the music?
I think a lot of it came from our launch on social media.
Yeah.
Just where we had spent 2 years kind of building that whole thing up to launch, like spending time making graphics and all that, just to prepare, just to go out there full force and not really have that 2 years just kind of building it up. It was just like straight launch into it. I think really social media is the best thing that's helped us.
Yeah. Yeah. When I like some other interviews we've been in and stuff, that people will say for this band or this band, social media hasn't been the best. How has it been for you? And we're like, it's been the best thing for us, but we've also, Peyton's a genius. And so
stop rolling your eyes.
he created the website and all the graphics and everything, and actually like put us in place to draw attention and capture like an audience. And then he would help as well. But I've been kind of reaching out to random people and getting connected, like talking to the bass player from Lovely the Band this past week, and like all these different things that I've just been constantly like around the clock, never stopping. Like we're thankful for our parents because they've allowed us to step back and like we're doing this full time and they're helping take care of us, like where we're not having to work. We're just everything all in right now. And so we're spending 8 to 10 hours a day just sending emails out, Peyton working on graphics and new songs, and it's just around the clock, constant.
That's awesome though. You know what I mean? Keeping you busy. Yeah. Keeping you busy. Where do y'all want to go with it? Like, what is the, I don't want to say what's your end goal, but like, what do you see in a year? Like, where do you want to be?
We've talked about it. We want to be playing like major festivals. And basically pretty well known, I guess.
Okay. Here's what festival would you love to play next year?
You go first.
this past like 2 weeks ago, I sent in to like at least 500 or so festivals, small to big. And some of them are, they don't accept unsolicited artists.
Right.
But Coachella is like,
yeah,
I want to do it just because I know all the other like amazing artists are going to be there.
I want to go hear you all. that's a fun one.
Yeah, but Lollapalooza. I would like to do the tour like of Lollapalooza, not just play Chicago's, but all of them.
I'd say those two for the definitely American festivals.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some overseas stuff?
Yeah.
Do you want to travel over there? Where do you
want to
go?
All over the place.
All over the place.
Glastonbury would be awesome to play. We've done like quite a bit of like talks with different bloggers and interviews and stuff from like in Europe and like area. And they keep asking like, when are you guys coming over here? And I'm like, we want to, but like we got to keep building here first and get like a good groundwork laid.
Get that foundation in there. I have a question for you. So say somebody's out there and they want to be a musician really bad. Like, what advice would you give a creative who wants to come up in the business?
So for me, I'll say it this way. I always heard everybody say like, oh, it's so hard to like actually make it and all this stuff. It is, but it's not, because all it takes is like the time and like you have to be dedicated to it. It can't be something that is like a hobby. It has to be like number one priority over everything else. And I think Peyton and I like always do that. Like that's the number one. The morning the second we wake up in the morning, I check my emails to see if we have anything that's come in from anything. And then immediately, you know, we'll grab a meal or something and then it's right in. Like, so I think like focus and dedication is like priority. Also perfecting your craft. Once you like, I think that's the first step, is like really developing yourself and perfecting your craft. Once you have that down, other things will start coming easier. But once you just put that focus and dedication in to nonstop, it's like starts coming easier.
Yeah.
I'd say,
what do you think?
I'd say the same thing, but also like while you're perfecting your craft, make sure you learn marketing.
Yeah.
Right. At the same time.
Right. Because that's really the only way you can make it further now in today's music industry.
Well, I'll just say this. We were talking with someone from a major record label last night, actually. And the number one thing that was pretty much on the table for us to like get done ASAP was get our numbers up on Instagram and basically that side of like the marketing and the business side of it. So I think nowadays you don't have to be the greatest artist in the world. You don't have to be the best at like whatever, but create like a unique sound and get people to buy into that. That's really more important now than anything else.
I mean, like, even if you're just good at marketing, you're not the greatest musician, you can make yourself famous off that. So.
It feels like that you all just have a lot of fun
doing
this. You know what I mean? Do you just love it?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Every second of it. I don't know. Like I was getting a haircut yesterday and the guy was like, you and your brother, like always just talk. The only thing you talk about is that. I mean, it's just, I don't know, live and breathe it. And like, it's just exciting watching something like that. When we were kids, I'll just speak into this. Like when we were kids, we were listening to like Johnny Cash and stuff. And like, we would sing and like play and like I couldn't play guitar at the time at all. And so we would just strum and the actual song would be going like Walk the Line movie or anything. And Peyton would sing like Johnny Cash's part and I had to sing June's because my voice was always higher. And so, but we were doing that and so like, I don't know, we always just had this like assumption that we wanted to do music or like entertainment. And I don't know, like there's something about now seeing things actually like happening and all the tour dates lined up because I've always wanted to go on a major tour. Like that's just, I know people say it's hard and difficult, but like that's something I've always just wanted to do and say I did it.
Right.
And seeing like all these things like one after another like start to fall into place and land is like, I don't know, it's like sometimes hard to like really comprehend it. That's what I got asked that question yesterday with somebody who was like, how do you guys feel when like you see people like sing your song or like different things like that? And I just said, I really can't, like, it just is really overwhelming, and exciting to see people like actually like what you're doing. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, do you all have, as we wrap up, do you all have like one last thing that you would just love to tell people about?
Yeah. So our new single comes out, tomorrow, actually, Friday. And so, we're super excited about this song. It was a song that the chorus of it, I had written back before, like a lot of the other stuff, and we didn't touch it. It just sat and sat and sat. And I kept showing it to Peyton. I was like, I want to do this one. I want to do this one. He was like, no. And so, and
you sound like the hammer.
He is. But he started making this song. He's like, I just want to work on something new. And so he started making the music to it. And then I pulled the lyrics back up and I looked. And before I even said anything to him, I kind of was like, and I started laying these other lyrics with it. They just came to me pretty quick. And I was like, okay, I think this is it. And I show it to him. He was like, yes. He was like, now it's ready. And so like, we've been playing all these other songs live. And, you know, we thought, okay, we're going to release these first, but we just were like, this is the song. It needs to come out right now going into the fall. So yeah, we're excited about this one. The music video, we put a lot into it. We had a lot of great people, like extras come in to be a part of it. And
when will that drop?
That will drop tomorrow, actually, at noon.
At noon.
Yep.
Premieres at noon.
Premieres at noon, yep. So on YouTube and everything. But, yeah, it continues the storyline from the first music video with Speed of Sound.
So, are y'all out in the woods?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we are. It's not like below zero and freezing to death.
Yes.
It was pretty hot, actually. We have one more music video that's going to be releasing later this year for another song, and it'll finish the trilogy of the three.
Oh, sweet.
So,
sweet.
Yeah.
I want to go back to that just for a little bit. So what is your process in recording your videos too? Like, so like, is it like, hey, let's do this? I mean, you know, how do you go, okay, we're about ready to make this new one. We're going to release this one.
Yeah.
How do you even figure that out? Is it Peyton?
It's Peyton. Actually, the cool thing on this one was Peyton had the overall like concept, and he had the concept and everything, and for Speed of Sound as well. Mm-hmm. Because we've created this whole like world and everything to go along. And that way it's not just music coming out, but it's also this giant story and things other people can connect with instead of just music. But Peyton comes up with all the concept of it. And we pulled Jonah in this time, and they actually co-wrote everything together. And they actually already wrote the next music video, like it's finished, nice. Ready to go. So
we're actually shooting that next Sunday night.
The 29th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that is awesome. And that'll come out sometime later this fall.
Yep. Yep.
How sweet.
Potentially November, but that's not for sure yet.
Make about a number. So what do you want to leave people with? Like when people listen to your music, what do you want them to feel? Like, how do you want them to experience your music?
I just want like positivity. A lot of the songs, that's what it's all about, regardless of different like perspectives of it. But from Speed of Sound, like the whole like Life's a Flash, it keeps on moving. It's like, it can be discouraging because of like, yeah, like you think of everything and it's so much. But it's meant to be like an encouragement of like, go out there and do it. And Arrival's the same way. And then Not a Stranger is more about like self-doubt and self-confidence. And so just be encouraged and like positive with things. That's what we want.
I love that. Guys, you all are so great for coming in.
Thank you for coming in and
cannot wait to see what is coming up in the future for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is going to be awesome. I just know it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You all of those, we'll link to some of the past video that was out earlier this year, and you can go over to the webpage and find all the links to get to their website and everything. So thank you all for listening, and have a fantastic day.